This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with former American Idol and Broadway star Constantine Maroulis in a moment. But first, the most and least patriotic states. The results might surprise you. WalletHub ranked all 50 American states in terms of how patriotic its residents were. Virginia took the top spot in the ranking, with the other southeastern states rounding out most of the top 15. New York came in dead last, followed not far behind by New Jersey, as two of the least civically or militarily engaged states in the nation. The states were all ranked in these two key dimensions. Military engagement was gauged by the percentage of residents who enlisted in the military in 2013, the number of veteran residents, and the number of active duty personnel who live in that state. Civic engagement was gauged by the percentage of residents who voted in the 2012 election, the volunteer rate, the number of Peace Corps volunteers, the frequency of Google searches for American flags, and the state's civics education requirement. The top 10 most patriotic states, number 10, Georgia, followed by South Carolina at 9, New Hampshire at 8, North Carolina at 7, Maine at 6, Alaska at number 5. Among the most patriotic states, Idaho was number 4, Colorado 3, Washington State was 2, and as we mentioned, Virginia, the number 1 patriotic state. The bottom 10 for the least patriotic states, Massachusetts at number 40, Pennsylvania at 41, followed by Louisiana, Illinois, Connecticut, Arkansas, West Virginia, Utah, Rhode Island, and then New Jersey and New York at the bottom of the list. The United States is now the world's second largest Spanish-speaking country after Mexico. A new report says there are 41 million native Spanish speakers in the United States, plus another 11.6 million who are bilingual. This puts the U.S. ahead of Colombia with 48 million, Spain with 46 million, and second only to Mexico, which has 121 million Spanish-speaking residents. The U.S. Census Office estimates that the U.S. will have 138 million Spanish speakers by 2050, making it the biggest Spanish-speaking nation on Earth. The state with the highest concentration of Spanish speakers is New Mexico, with 47%, followed by California and Texas, both at 38%, and Arizona at 30%. 18% of New Yorkers speak Spanish, while only 1.3% of West Virginians do. After taking heat from a bunch of Hispanic groups, NBC this week severed its business ties with Donald Trump. The Miss USA pageant, scheduled for July 12th, will no longer air on the network, nor will the Miss Universe pageant, scheduled for next January. NBC released a statement saying, "At NBC, respect and dignity for all people are cornerstones of our values. Due to the recent derogatory statements by Donald Trump regarding immigrants, NBC Universal is ending its business relationship with Mr. Trump." Trump said he had enjoyed a great relationship with NBC, but would not back down on his views about immigration. He said, "If NBC is so weak and so foolish to not understand the serious illegal immigration problem in the United States, coupled with the horrendous and unfair trade deals we're making with Mexico, then their contract violating closure of Miss Universe, Miss USA will be determined in court. They will stand behind lying Brian Williams, but won't stand behind people that tell it like it is, as unpleasant as it may be." If you're wondering about the Celebrity Apprentice, the network said Trump already announced that he won't participate because of his presidential run. Besides, Celebrity Apprentice is a Mark Burnett production, and that relationship, NBC says, will continue. Later in the week, Trump filed suit against NBC for $100 million in damages for voiding the contract. SeatSmart, the blog, studied the average reading level required to comprehend the lyrics of popular songs. The blog gathered every song from the past 10 years that has spent three or more weeks atop the pop, country, rock, or hip-hop charts, and then came up with an average reading level for each. According to the study, the average reading ability required to understand the average song among the sample of 225 songs is third grade, and many fall far below. Some of the results may surprise you, such as that Mariah Carey was actually among the most intelligent lyricists sampled, with an average of a 3.95 reading level. Some of the data is less surprising, such as Kesha's songs require an average reading level of 1.5. How about overarching themes? Well, the genre that had the most intelligent lyrics was country. In fact, it was the only genre to require an average of more than three. How have things progressed over the years? Well, they're getting worse. During 2005, the average hit song had an average reading level of 3.25. Now it's 2.75. One more thing. In rock genre, Nickelback came out on top ahead of Linkin Park, the Foo Fighters, and everyone else. Constantine Maroulis is a former American Idol finalist and was nominated for a Tony Award for his work on Broadway in Rock of Ages. I caught up with him and other Broadway stars at a benefit honoring former Yankee closer Mariano Rivera.
Mariano, my colleagues and dear friends, Lena and Nick, here to represent Broadway and all that we do there. And, you know, these kids and this conservatory, it's just great stuff, and we're happy to support it. For me, lots of things. I'm back in the studio working on original music for the first time in nearly about 10 years. Very excited about that. My writing partner, Kareem Devlin, from Lady Gaga fame. She calls him Jesus, so we'll call him Jesus. And we have some new stuff we're working on, stuff that we're hoping to get out by the end of the year. Got a fun new campaign coming out with Brooke Shields for Lazy Boy. She and I play husband and wife in this funny sort of telenovela style campaign for an iconic American brand, you know, like Lazy Boy. And of course, she is an iconic American brand herself, so it was a pleasure to work with her. And a couple of new Broadway adventures coming up. Something called Getting the Band Back Together, directed by John Rando, is slated for next season. We'll see how that works. Broadway is high-stakes poker, you know, so we'll see what's going on with that. And, you know, some just touring around and doing some Jesse's Girl shows, the big 80s tribute band I play with, and raising my daughter. She's 4 and a half now. She'll be entering her second year of pre-K in September, so we're going to enjoy this summer. We just finished our first year of school, and we're going to do some camp and some traveling. We were just in Disneyland on a little four-day or so West Coast excursion for me. My buddy was getting married, so we fit some Mickey Mouse in, and all was beautiful, man. All was really well, and I've been playing a little golf, actually. A little bit. So I wish I got out there today, showed some of these boys up a little bit, but yeah, I'm a huge Yankees fan, so to meet Mariano Rivera is a great honor.
And fellow ex-Yankee Bernie Williams is here tonight, too.
We've met a couple of times. I'm a big fan. I love his guitar playing as well, but, you know, we miss him in the outfield this year as well. And the Yanks look good, though. You know, they're hanging right where they need to be. They're in striking distance. They'll make a couple moves and get some guys back, and I think we're going to have a great summer.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Brooke Shields. Now, you play her husband in this campaign because she's a little bit older than you are.
She's a little older than me. That's okay. She just celebrated her 50th, and she's more beautiful than ever, I think. And it's a cheeky kind of fun campaign, and directed by Fred Savage, believe it or not, of Wonder Years fame. You know, not only a genius comedic actor, but he directs a lot of television. So very cool. We're looking for that for around middle of August. Should start hitting the net and making the rounds on the networks as well.
Any thoughts on the final season of American Idol coming up?
Yeah, I think that it's a beautiful thing. I think 15 years of basically the biggest show in television history is a wonderful thing. You know, I think all good things must come to an end. I think it's provided an incredible opportunity for young people to pursue their dreams and their craft, and certainly proven to put out some incredible stars along the way, you know, not only, you know, stratospheric type stars, that's my word, like, you know, Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood, but guys like me who for over 10 years have gotten to live their dream and pursue a myriad of different projects and productive working career. So I look forward to the last year. Hopefully we'll be a part of it as well. They've reached out, and I might even be doing a little judging this summer on some of the stops, you know, kind of casually judging some of the early audition stuff. And you know, with the new music in the works and some new projects, it could be some fun crossover stuff for us next season. So I look forward to it. I think they had a great season this year. I thought the show was the best it had been in years. But there's a lot of competition out there, not just with those shows, but Idol has proven that they are the brand that has really stayed, and the family experience that it brought, and, you know, stars like Carrie Underwood and Daughtry and Jennifer Hudson, Kat McPhee and Kelly Clarkson and Phillip Phillips, even more recently, being all over radio. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens with Jax and Nick over the coming years. It's not about those moments right after the show. It's really about the 5-year, 10-year clip. So even stars like Casey I forget his last name, but Casey and Abrams, I believe, and Haley Reinhart, they've latched on to Postmodern Jukebox, which is like an internet, break the internet sensation type of act, and they found a nice place there. So, you know, it's proven to be quite just a juggernaut across the board, and I'm sad to see it go, but I think it's time.
You've been on Broadway, Tony nominated, maybe going back to Broadway, so we're happy to hear that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Rock of Ages, you know, to be there from the beginning, part of the creative team and the, you know, the original cast. And it won't be easy to follow up Rock of Ages either. I think some of my cohorts here tonight will experience the same, you know, Lena with Hedwig and whatnot. It's, you know, when you have a big hit like that, it's tough to follow it up, but we're all very excited about the future for sure.
Well, it is good to see you again. I always love talking to you because you're always upbeat and positive and you always have a couple of projects in the works, and that's a good thing.
I'm just hustling, baby. You know, born in Brooklyn, raised in Jersey, Greek blue-collar parents, so yeah, I just try to do them proud.
With Constantine Maroulis of American Idol and Broadway, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you quickly de-stress at the end of the day? Smile!
But research at the University of Kansas shows your regular smile won't do the trick. It just engages the muscles around the mouth.
You'll feel much less stress much faster if you smile with your whole face, which engages the muscles around the eyes as well as the mouth.
How can you learn to smile with your whole face?
Chopsticks!
The researchers found biting down on chopsticks forced the participants to smile without knowing it. This activity engages all the muscles required for a full face smile.
So put on a happy face to de-stress. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
When horror is done well, it gets in your blood, and It Follows is one of the creepiest movies of the year. Bubby!
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Think Green with Harrison.
Harrison with you. After years, Australian inventors have a generator that their patent states makes many times more power than it consumes. And it's self-propelled once started.
You don't get more revolutionary, I think.
Inventor John Christie.
There's a capacity to change the way that motors, cars are propelled. You can replace the combustion engine, in fact.
What might this mean to the average person when it's marketed in a couple of years?
I mean, a householder could buy one of these machines and install it in his garage and power his house forever without buying another kilowatt from a retailer.
At about $5,000, the Lutech motor
has the capacity to change the way that the world produces its electric power.
From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.